The placebo group developed 30 cases over a three-year period, or about 10 cases per year. The vitamin D-treated group developed only 9 cases. That's a striking difference and highly statistically significant. The problem with this kind of an effect is that unless you were in a study of this sort or where you were carefully following the subjects from month to month and visit to visit, you never would notice this because the patients who don't get influenza don't come back to the doctor. I mean, it's such obvious good sense when you think about it that you wonder, why didn't I think about that? Much more recently, published just this year, this interesting study of Japanese school children was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. This is the relative risk of serologically proved influenza. With the relative risk of individuals who were assigned to placebo being assigned 1.0, those who got vitamin D, a very substantial reduction, nearly 50%, and those who had no other supplemental vitamin D, an even greater reduction. So clearly a protective effect in a double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized trial under the circumstances. One more piece of level one evidence showing protection.